doubt, Pope Francis has said, helps us understand that God is always greater than we imagine him to be. His works are surprising compared to our calculations. His actions are different always. They exceed our needs and expectations, and therefore, we must never stop seeking him. Friends, in today's gospel, we are presented with doubt, the doubt of the disciples as they gathered in the upper room after they had learned from Peter and John that Jesus' tomb was empty, and hearing from Mary Magdalene that Jesus had appeared to her and told her to tell them of this encounter. One can only imagine the discussions that were taking place behind those locked doors when, behold, Jesus entered through them and appeared before the group. Let's for a moment consider what the disciples may have been thinking and feeling upon seeing Jesus within their midst. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus had performed many signs in the presence of the disciples to strengthen their and others' belief that he was the Son of God. And Jesus had told his disciples that he would be raised from the dead. And now, after leaving Jesus to suffer and die on the cross, and hearing that the tomb was empty, Jesus is there, standing before them. Fear, grief, perhaps even looking for a way to hide, Jesus says one sentence that removes their doubts, relieves them of their stress and their guilt and anxiety, and gives them what they were seeking. Peace be with you. The door of faith was locked, yet Jesus opened their hearts and minds through the grace of his divine mercy, which increased their faith beyond their calculations, their needs, and their expectations. As we heard, Jesus did not berate the disciples or dismiss them over their doubts. Rather, he showed them his precious wounds and shared his desire that his mercy would be maintained throughout the ages. So Jesus breathed his spirit upon the disciples and instituted the priestly faculties to forgive sins in the sacrament of reconciliation. I gather that the disciples could not wait to share Jesus' appearance with Thomas, and they might have been somewhat concerned when he discarded their testimony and said he would not believe unless he saw and touched Jesus' precious wounds. A few points are worth reflecting upon before we conjure up that all too familiar phrase in our minds, doubting Thomas. Thomas was not with the disciples when Jesus had appeared, so where could he have been? It's not a stretch to believe that Thomas was out and about in Jerusalem seeking the Lord after hearing that the tomb was empty and considering Mary's story despite the risks. For this was the disciple who boldly declared to go and die with Jesus after the other disciples, under fear of being stoned to death, were hesitant in answering Jesus' question to them when he told them that they needed to go to Lazarus' tomb in Bethany. Then we have Thomas saying what some of the other disciples were probably thinking after hearing that the tomb was empty and hearing Mary's encounter with Jesus after Peter and John had left. Seeing Jesus' wounds would be an affirmation that when the Lord appeared, it would be him. Also, this is not the first instance when Thomas's doubt would result in a profound revelation of faith. In John's Gospel from the Last Supper discourse, Thomas asked Jesus, how could they know the way to follow him? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Without that question, we would not have what Jesus told him and tells all of us here gathered tonight. When Jesus appeared to the disciples once again in the locked upper room, This time, notably, without the mention of fear, Jesus offered his peace and sought to give Thomas what he needed to erase his doubt, the one thing that Thomas was seeking, the risen Lord. Jesus was not offended by Thomas's disbelief, but instead came to his aid by asking him to touch his wounds. And upon hearing and seeing Jesus, Thomas's joy overcame his disbelief, and he gives us a profound revelation of faith as he proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." These words in ancient Greek would tell any hearer or reader of this passage that Thomas confesses Jesus' divinity, which John begins his gospel account with. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do we have our doubts? I gather at times that life's challenges have us seeking to make sense of it all from a faith perspective. In today's gospel, we hear the real-life challenge that was faced by Jesus' intimate circle of friends, the disciples who he had called to bring the good news to the world, believing that Jesus had risen from the dead. When Jesus appeared to the disciples in that room, he did not reproach them. Our Lord met them where they were in their disbelief and shared with them his grace and mercy so that their faith would be increased. For perhaps, for some, it was just seeing Jesus. For others, hearing him speak and receiving his spirit. Or in the case of Thomas, seeing Jesus' precious wounds. Yet they all had one common desire. They were seeking Jesus to diminish their doubts and strengthen their belief. A question we may have after hearing today's gospel is, how can we take our doubts and turn them into a way of seeking Jesus so that our Lord and our God can deepen our faith in him? Let's consider these words that Jesus spoke to Thomas those many years ago. "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Friends, that is all of us gathered here today who look for Jesus in all the situations that life presents, who reach out to Jesus as society scoffs at belief, who trust in Jesus' presence and guidance as we walk the journey. Hold in your hearts that Jesus knows when our prayer life is weak, when our doubt is strong, when fear and mistrust overwhelm us, when we struggle in our faith and feel distant from God. In these situations, Jesus does not approach us in triumph and with overwhelming proofs. He does not perform some earth-shattering miracle, but instead, he offers us heartwarming signs of his mercy. He comforts us in the same way that he did for those disciples in today's gospel. The door of faith may be locked, yet Jesus is there, waiting to walk through it, waiting to say, "Peace be with you." So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what steps can we take to bring our doubts to Jesus so that our Lord can bestow upon us his transformative grace and divine mercy, which will always exceed our calculations, our needs, and our expectations?